Episode 645, Faith Over Fear.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Good day, my beautiful ladies. How are you feeling? Are you feeling energetic? Are you feeling a little tired? Is the weekend getting to you today? Is Sweet Spirit Sunday? It's a time of reflection. To take a time out. Yes, put yourself in time out. Put the kids somewhere else in another room. Bring yourself into silence. And if you're working out, try to work out quietly so you can hear the deep thoughts of what God is going to speak to you today within your heart. This is a time just to pull back the covers for me to be real and raw with you, as I know we are every episode, but on all the episodes here within Create Your Now Your Best Selfie, I really try to give you strategies, tools, the kisses, the keep it simple strategies that you can take with you and either improve on what you're doing or maybe fulfill an area that has been lacking. I know sometimes when I write this stuff, believe it or not, I'm looking at it going, oh my gosh, I have so failed in this area. And it becomes a focus for me, a goal of the week or sometimes of the month. I don't have it all right. And so sometimes it's nice just to come back and say, you know what? I'm just like you. I get up in the morning and there are times that I really don't want that alarm to go off. And actually, to tell you the truth, I don't have an alarm. My husband does. His alarm goes off way before. My body alarm just goes off, and I just get up when the body alarm says, hello, it's time for you to get up. God's tapping on my shoulder going, I've got something big planned for you. Are you ready to listen? And I begin to start my day. Now, it always wasn't like that. Why? Because I'm a mom of five. And with a mom of five, well, you don't always have control of your schedule, especially when they were little. I mean, come on, I was nursing and pregnant for 10 years. What do you mean a schedule? I had no schedule. It ran on their clock, not mine. I tell you all that just to let you know that, you know what? It's okay for you to be you. It's okay for you to feel like you don't have it all together, because there are many days, many hours, many minutes that I just kind of stand there and I'm like, Lord, you got to take this because I'm just done. I'm finished. It may be an argument with my child, and I try to, you know, refrain from lashing out, because sometimes, you know, they do things and you just have to lash. I mean, it's a training thing. They need to know these things. You're disciplining them. But there's a time and place for everything. And we think we have it all under control, but we really don't. And so today I come to you faith over fear. We live in a world that's chaotic, self-centered, and needy to the extent of self-gratification. We want it now. We don't want to wait. Prime membership on Amazon, 2 days. Are you serious? I want it like in the next hour. But if you live in the big cities, man, now they can drop it in by a drone. That's actually really kind of scary. Well, that's never going to happen for me because I live out in a small rural community. No one's going to find me here, especially a drone. So even Amazon is going to have a hard time meeting my needs. But that's how we work in this world today. It's chaotic. We're very self-centered. There's no team players because it's all about myself. It's all about myself, no troubles. It's all about myself, no troubles. Okay, I'll stop there. But you know the song. You know the pop version, the real version. But this is our life version. It's all about ourselves, because if it's all about ourselves, we don't have to worry about troubles. Everything's going to be just fine. Yet we do it in our marriage, right? We do it in our churches. We do it in our professional associations. We do it in our schools. It's all about myself. I'm putting what? Me first. Everyone is watching out for number one. Herself, yourself, myself. Can we get any bigger self? And you're like, well, Christiane, didn't you have on your podcast, Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie? Yes, but that's different. Because when you're using your best selfie, you're able to love and serve those that God has put in your path, in the world that you touch. There's a difference of being self-centered and self-serving and being able to love and give more because you love yourself. Most of us don't like the reflection that we see. Who's looking in the mirror? But that's for another episode. What's happening is we are essentially working and driving our life from fear. Fear of rejection, fear of missing out, fear of conflict, fear of change, fear of success, and of course, fear of failure. Fear of not being good enough and fear of not being loved. Do you love yourself? Do you feel like your spouse loves you back? What about your children? What about your relationship with your mom, with your dad? Now, fear is real and something we need to protect ourselves from danger, pain, and evil. It was put there for a reason. God gave it to us for a reason. But a lot of us are operating our lives out of fear. I was at one point in my life. And I had no idea that's where I was working and driving my life from. It wasn't until I had a major tornado, until I really began to discover all that was happening. And really, it's not really all that bad, but when I began to look back at it, I'm like, oh, yeah. I thought I was fulfilling my faith requirements, being a devoted wife, being, you know, that amazing mother, raising her children, homeschooling them even for a period of time, working with in the church, tithing, giving of my time and my talents, not only to the church, but to the community. Very rarely did I say no to anything with, oh, yes, I can. Oh, yes, I'll be there for that. You need that? I've got it. Even if I didn't have it, I found a way. I thought I was fulfilling my faith requirements doing that, but actually, I was doing it out of fear of judgment. Fear that if I didn't do this or I wasn't fulfilling this particular requirement, someone would feel bad and look and talk bad about me. Well, if I asked her to volunteer and be at the school dance, she said no. Man, she just doesn't have enough time for us. She doesn't put anybody. You know, people talk. Whatever it was in my mind, I rationalized it out. Yet for me, at the time when I was doing it, I was really doing it truly from a faith perspective. But it wasn't that. I thought I was doing it right, but it wasn't. And it took a storm, a God storm, to shut me down. These are not the plans I have for you, he said. And he made it abundantly clear. I have never heard God talk to me so loudly before. It was as if we were in the same room together. And I know he was. But I mean like literally, like standing there, like I could touch him. I could feel him. He could embrace me. He could crush me. These are not the plans I have for you. Living a life in faith is being God-centered. Hebrews 11:1 says this, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And yes, my life was God-centered, but it was God-centered on my terms. We can't place conditions on God. Yet we do it every day. Every day we do it. And I know you might be sitting there shaking your head right now and say, Christiane, that's not how I'm leading my life. And if I was at that point in my life back then, looking back, I would have said the same thing. You are going, oh, no, 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 no. But if I would have only recognized the red flags that he was throwing up. And for him, it wasn't the red flag. For me, it was a red flag. For him, it was a white flag. He's surrender, Christiane. Surrender yourself to me. 100% to me. Not your surrender. Not your earthly surrender of what you think you fit into. What you seem to be this God-centered, faith-living-out woman. The superwoman that you see yourself as. The flags he was throwing up were for me. He was trying to get my attention. But I was consumed by what? It's all about myself, no troubles. Now, I wasn't acting like that. But ultimately, that's where it was coming from his point of view. We can't place conditions on God. Are you doing that today in your life? Are you placing conditions on God? Are you praying? Are you asking for something? A miracle, a healing, maybe something within your finances, your business, your relationship. But it has to be wrapped a certain way. I want this, but it's this way. I want this color and I want it shaped like this. Those are conditions. Those conditions that we put on God, it's our way of saying that's our fears, and we're not acknowledging that. Why? Because we're fearful. We're fearful beings. But God says, I don't want you to be that. Faith over fear. You see, God's got you right where you're at. What he asks of you is that you are not to worry about tomorrow today. God will give you what you need when you walk by faith. Have no fear. God is here. He is your superhero. You are the CEO of your heart. You have a choice. And the choice is, because you are the CEO of your heart, you can continue living your life, making decisions, and focusing on your ideals out of earthly fears, or you can choose to surrender to God's heavenly designed plan for you and walk by faith. Which do you choose? Remember Hebrews 11:1, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Are you certain in your life that you are walking by faith? Or maybe there's a little question mark here. And you're wondering, gosh, am I making decisions based on my conditions? What I see that's best fit? Am I trying to fit everything in this nice little box? Because this is my comfort zone. God created us as human beings to grow and learn every single day. Every single day, we should be learning something new. So those neurons in our head create new pathways. And I believe when we do that, we're actually getting closer to God every single day. We don't use enough of our thoughts the right way. Because we think we're God-centered. We think we might be living that life of faith, basing our decisions because of fear of judgment. I'm telling you now, I've been there. I've lived on both sides. And I can truly say I choose faith over fear, even though fear will always exist for me. I don't have to fear, do I? Which one do you choose? Which one will it be? I pray for you, it's faith over fear. And I'll be praying for you as you continue your journey. But I know sometimes temptations are greater. And it's easier to kind of put on the brakes a little bit and going, I don't know that I want to walk down that steep road. I'm afraid I may fall. Remember, God's got you right where you're at. Have no fear. God is here. It's all about my faith, no troubles. It's all about my faith, no troubles. When you got faith on your side, when God is there with you, the troubles will cease to exist, meaning he will give you what you need to face those troubles. That doesn't mean they disappear. Hear me out. They do not disappear. He didn't say, oh, come to me and lead a life with me that your life will be absolutely perfection. It'll be absolutely glorious. Oh, it will be glorious. But you will have challenges and celebrations because we're here on earth. But when you have faith over fear, nothing is impossible. So will you join me? I know it's not going to be an easy journey, but God's got us both. I want to hear from you. Maybe you need some extra support. Come on into our Facebook group. The link's in the show notes. Facebook.com/groups/The Women of Impact. And maybe you're going through a difficult time. And you're living in some fears right now, maybe one specifically. And you're like, oh, I can't talk about this out loud. But I need to talk about it. And I have no one to turn to. I'm afraid to walk into my church and for fear of what the women may say, for fear of the gossip that may happen. You're safe here. Send me a private email. I want to be praying specifically for you. Yes, I pray for you in general. But having someone pray for you specifically, wow. Remember, God's got us both. I'm here for you. Today I choose out loud faith over fear. Will you join me? I hope you have a very pleasant day today. May your day be filled with extra sparkles and lots of sunshine. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.